This month, David Clayton introduced Let's Talk readers to a man who knows how to get a party started and how to finish the evening off with a laugh. His name is Ian Richards, and here is Jane Evans again to tell us about Ian's life as an after-dinner speaker.
You're looking at me thinking he's not very funny. I wanted to know I'm actually one of the best in my price bracket. I don't know a lot about Arsenal. Didn't Danny Welbeck play for Arsenal? Danny Welbeck, he played for him, didn't he? I don't know him, I know his father. He's in the army. He's a bomb disposal expert, Stan, his name is. And
I've been lucky, but I've worked hard. That's how Ian Richards sums up his showbiz career so far. Now, you could be excused for not having heard of him. As he admits, I've not got a huge media profile. But Ian is in demand as one of the country's top after-dinner speakers, and unless you've been to one of the corporate events where his funny stories and big booming voice command the liveliest of audiences, you might not know much about him. Yet Ian is at the top of his profession. He was born in Diss and grew up in Norwich, and his father hoped he'd be a solicitor. But at 15, Ian began helping a local mobile disco. This quickly moved on to him DJing a few bookings himself, and he realised the money was good. More importantly, he had the skills to do it and do it well. He said, "I had two racing bikes but sold them and bought my own disco gear." He got some bookings at the World's End pub in Mulbarton in South Norfolk and, here comes the lucky bit, the manager of the Samson and Hercules nightclub in Norwich happened to be there and offered him a job straight away. There, he made a name for himself in the venue's Flixton Rooms, where he packed them in with his Motown and Northern Soul. Next, he was offered the DJ spot at Cleopatra's at the Tower Ballroom on Great Yarmouth's Golden Mile, working for Ted Hardwick. This was at the end of the 1970s. He was then headhunted for the Bailey's nightclub circuit, and off he went to its venue in Watford. He said, "I did an audition on a Sunday night when George McRae was topping the bill. For my first full week there, Tommy Cooper was starring in Cabaret and the compere was off, so I was straight in at the deep end, introducing a major act." Ian found himself out in front of his DJ console a good bit of the time, introducing the top acts of the day, making presentations and generally jollying along the audience. He started to build up his own act, and watching some of the best comedians helped him to adapt what he did. He also got to know many of them very well. His reputation as a compere was growing, and he went on to work at the Night Out in Birmingham. He said, "It was the best cabaret club in the country at the time, with a dance floor that raised and lowered." He returned for a stint at Bailey's in Watford until the mid-1980s, and then he took the plunge to go out as a comedian in his own right. He said, "The first gig I did as a solo cabaret act was on the same day as Live Aid. I did the working men's clubs and the holiday camps." However, it was Bob Monkhouse who gave him an important bit of advice which changed his life. Bob's own TV career is well known as a comedian and a game show host, but he was one of the best after-dinner speakers too. He told him, "It's not what you do, it's what you don't do." Those were his timely words of wisdom. Ian says that the good speakers know how to play each different corporate audience. "You don't just do your act," he said, "you have to do your research and adapt accordingly." Ian became captain of the Comedians Golf Society and took on more corporate work hosting award ceremonies and charity auctions. He was approached to join the Grand Order of Water Rats, the long-established showbiz fraternity and charity organisation. As Water Rats do, he busied himself, helping to raise thousands of pounds for good causes. He took on many important roles, becoming King Rat in 2016 for two consecutive years, an achievement of which Ian is very proud. It's an organisation that can point to Charlie Chaplin, Bud Flanagan, Laurel and Hardy and Tommy Cooper as past members. Ian says, "In a showbiz sense, everybody was in it. I can look on the board and I'm on there as King Rat." He gets a great deal of pleasure from it and says his proudest moment as King Rat was presenting Jimmy Tarbuck with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Water Rats annual ball. "It was a great honour," is how he sums it up. But it's the after-dinner and sporting dinner circuit which keeps Ian busy. He travels some 50,000 miles a year around the country, working for major golf and football clubs. He's made 500 appearances for the armed forces too, in places like the Falklands, Belize and Northern Ireland. Ian has worked hard at it for more than four decades now, and he's a professional through and through. Perhaps Harry Redknapp sums it up best of all. He said, "A real pro and a great lad to work with. He did everything he could to make my part of the evening sweet as a nut before standing up and storming them himself." Not bad for a DJ from Diss.
"My wife's a stunner. She works in an abattoir near Slough."
Thank you, Jane.